Hey guys, I am officially back with episode 15 of Therapy Sessions with Kayla. Obviously, this is tea of the week because it's coming out on a Friday. I've been so busy the past 3 weeks. I literally have not uploaded a podcast. I haven't uploaded to YouTube since I got my wisdom teeth removed in like March. I've been pretty off of my other content spaces. I've just been on TikTok. And even then, recently, we've had a little TikTok stuff. So I've been taking a break from there too. I was in LA and I was also finishing up finals. And I was just having the best time of my life, not with the finals, more with LA, but having the best time of my life. And I just did not have time to record a podcast. So I'm getting right back into it with Tea of the Week. You know where I got this information. If you don't follow her, go follow her. Hannah Kosh is the goat. First and foremost, this is kind of last week's tea. But I just want to like cover it really quick because I saw the notifications about this when I landed in LA and I thought it was the funniest thing ever. The tea with Cynthia, Ellie, and Quentin. Like, what? I saw Quentin's tweet as soon as I landed in LA. I had been seeing the Cynthia stuff talking about how he slept with Ellie. Did he really? Yeah, clearly he slept with Ellie. Like, he even admitted to it, which is just kind of insane. But again, I think there was not allegations of this, but talks of this a while ago of like Ellie trying to steal Cynthia's man and whatever. I don't, like they're 17. Have you thought about that? They're 16 and 17. I had never went through that kind of drama at 16 and 17. So can't relate. It just seems so crazy. And I feel bad for Cynthia either way because I feel like she was really in love with Quentin, even for 16. Your first love, your first heartbreak, all that kind of stuff. Even some may say Chase was a first love, but I beg to differ. So yeah, I just wanted to speak on that a little bit because I thought it was a little crazy. The second thing I wanted to bring up was Charlie on the Dixie D'Amelio show. I will admit, I did not watch the entire thing, but I've seen so many clips of Charlie talking about how TikTok is not what it once was and how she doesn't love it anymore. She's not thrilled with it anymore. And it's not just her saying this, guys. So many people have been saying how toxic TikTok has become. And even then, when I fell in love with TikTok, I got onto TikTok March of 2020. Y'all know that. And when I fell in love with it, it was super chill. It was not this. It was fun and lighthearted. And the Hype House had just started, and the Sway House had just started, and everybody was just getting into these fun collabs and having the best time and doing just crazy fun, like teenager stuff, and just making dance videos with their friends. And nobody was concerned about the drama or the tea or the celebrity or the money or all that stuff. And now I feel like everyone is so caught up in what brand deal is next, how much money are we going to make, where am I going? I'm busy. I've got a million things to do. I have a podcast to film, a TV show to film, a movie to film, a song to record, or whatever. And I'm glad that they've all branched out. I'm glad that they've all continued on with this celebrity and pushed on and not just faded into oblivion like some of the Vine stars have and things. But I think it's clear that their lives are more about what's next, the future, the money, how we're going to continue to grow, as opposed to just about let's have fun and see what happens. That was the only thing that could happen from this. That was the only way this was going to go. But I just think it is a little sad and a little depressing to see it go that way, especially because even for me, TikTok isn't really fun anymore. There are days where I love posting just because I want to be connected to people. I join TikTok to be connected to people and to talk to people and to have friends and to build friendships. And I did that at the beginning of my TikTok career. I can no longer do that. So many people will turn on you. So many people will say things about you or call you names behind your back. You can't trust people. Even then, like, can you trust the friends you have? I don't know. I was talking about that with one of my TikTok friends recently. Just, did this person use me or is this person really my friend just because of some things they brought up? Like, and it's always this, did they use me? Are they using me? Or are they really just my friend? And you never know. So it's a toxic place. I think TikTok's going to continue to be a toxic place. I think that also it's become a little bit less filtered. I think a lot of these little kids just spout whatever they're thinking. There's not really a whole lot of coherent, mature thinking going on TikTok anymore, which is kind of upsetting. It's kind of turned into a Twitter almost, how Twitter, you can just tweet anything or say anything, and it's almost like it's you get no reprehense for that. Like, nobody cares. You can say what you want, do what you want, and that's fine. But I remember wanting to be TikTok famous because I wanted to have that fun type of fame, that fun just fame for me being me kind of fame. And it's depressing because it's no longer like that. On to my third point. I'm only mentioning this because I talk about all of the tea having to do with who I think and who my listeners think are the most important TikTokers. That is literally the only reason I'm bringing this up, because I think it's relevant to someone that we care about. Jack Harlow potentially talking about Addison. We saw the video. We all saw it. If you went on TikTok, if you went on Hannah Kosh's TikTok, you saw she posted the video of Jack Harlow talking about a TikToker who he was talking to. And it's like, okay, bro, you're trying to say you were talking to Addison. Do I believe you were talking to Addison? I don't know. Were you really talking to Addison? I don't know. It surely made everybody think you were. But again, I don't know if he really is talking about Addison. He could really be talking about anyone. And frankly, it's kind of sad, but I didn't know who this Jack Harlow dude was until he was spotted with Addison. And here we are. But then again, I don't know a lot of influencers. I learned my lesson with that at Saddle Ranch when this crazy YouTube dude came in and was like causing a whole scene. And I was like, who the hell is this? And I asked this little kid that. And he was like, you don't know who that is. And then I brought it up to Addison the next day. She's like, you don't know who that is? And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I just don't know who people are. Like, maybe I am just not built for this because I clearly don't know who half of these people are. So that's a problem. But yeah, I don't know who, if Jack Harlow was talking about Addison. Addison seems very single to me. If she's not, cool. I'm not really sure. That was not information that was disclosed to me. So yeah, just gonna throw that out there. On to my fourth point, Jaden and Nessa. Jaden and Nessa. I love talking about Jaden and Nessa. Don't ask me why. I think that they're just that couple that you hate to love, but you love to hate kind of thing. Like, I saw the video. Everyone saw the video that Nessa posted of her and Jaden just like being all cuddly. And for some reason, I was like, why do I like this? But why do I hate it all at the same? I was like, I hate them for what they did to Josh. I feel bad for Josh. I love Josh. But at the same time, like, why does it look so good? I don't understand. It just looks really, really nice. It's like aesthetically pleasing. I think they are aesthetically pleasing. I think despite the fact that I hate the fact that they're together, they're very aesthetically pleasing. And I was actually talking about it with my friends today. I was like, honestly, if Griffin and I dated, like that would be the aesthetic. It's just that like people hate us and they're gonna hate us, and too bad. I feel like we'd be very problematic, but like also so it would be hot. It would be like that. It would be like problematic but hot, you know? Let me know how you feel about that, me and Griffin dating. I really would like Griffin Johnson to follow me on TikTok so that I can propose to him the fact that I'd like to date him. I cried about him in the car actually on Monday. It's Friday. So on Monday, I was actually crying about the fact that my life would just be a lot easier if I was dating Griffin Johnson, and like he would know what to do and how to handle all of my problems, and he would fix a lot of them. So yeah, if you stand me and Griffin Johnson, please let a girl know. I feel like it would work out well for me. But he doesn't think that because he doesn't respond to me anymore. So it's fine. Fifth point and final point. We're gonna have a little ad and then I'm gonna get into it. Okay, so this is the last point that I'm gonna make in this podcast. And it's not even really a point. It's kind of just like a gag. Ha ha ha, funny. But I'm not really gonna get into my tea and my drama from this week, from Monday, Tuesday, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know. I was like almost trending on Twitter. Not a flex, but like almost. The Bryce stans, the little, toxic, Brycey, crazy people. Kind of like, you know how Charlie has crazy fans that like even she doesn't claim, and like there's certain people who have fans that they don't even claim. Like, I feel like Bryce kind of has those too. So they were attacking me. But if you want the full story, I'm gonna put out a YouTube video later today. So go turn on your post notifications for YouTube, subscribe to my channel, all that stuff. If you want to see my real raw thoughts, you want to know what I really said, you want to understand what I really said. Maybe you're too young to understand from like the Twitter drama, so maybe you need a full clarified explanation. Not that I owe it to you, but maybe you do. So you should go check out my YouTube. The video is going to be up probably like within an hour of this coming out. But so if you're listening to this at like 6 p.m., video is probably already out. Can't guarantee that because there's always issues with YouTube, and I hate uploading to YouTube, and I hate getting videos from my phone to my computer to YouTube. It's always miserable. And I wish I had the money to be a real YouTuber and to have all of the equipment, but I don't, because your girl needs a new computer, your girl needs a new phone, your girl needs a camera, and it just wouldn't, and I need to buy editing software, and all of that would cost me all about $3,000, and I don't even make that in a single summer. So, yeah, kind of sucks. I don't even have my Venmo linked in here, so you can't Venmo me, sorry. But I'm looking for a sugar daddy. It's all good. I want to go back to LA. I mean, you just know Kayla needs a sugar daddy. If you know of one, please let me know. I'm also just kind of hoping it's Griffin Donson, but who knows. So, love you guys. I will talk to you all next week. I'm going to try and post consistently on here with Tea of the Week. If there's anything else you want me to talk about, like life stuff, everyday stuff, Kayla stuff, please let me know. I can post 2 podcasts a week. Hopefully, once I get into my summer vibe, everything will work out and I'll be able to do this consistently. But please just let me know what you guys want to see. You can comment on my TikToks. You can comment on my Instagram. I can't promise I'm going to read through my comments this week because Lord knows they're nasty. But you could DM me, all that kind of stuff. So, oh, and if you don't know what my spam is, you should go find it because I'm actually following people back and like allowing people to follow my spam because it's private right now, but I've been posting on my spam for a while. So you guys should go check that out. I love you all. I will talk to you all next week. Bye.